anime fan, as are you?
Yes.
Of the Real Housewives show?
Yeah, pretty much all of them.
No, see, not me. I only like two. I don't even like New York. I'm from New York, and I don't like the New York. I like the OG one, Orange County.
Orange County.
And I like New Jersey.
New Jersey.
I like the two.
I enjoy Beverly Hills.
Bitches.
I like Beverly Hills. I actually got into Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't hate Atlanta. Atlanta would be my third favorite.
Nah, I think they have they had Potomac or something, or Washington D.C. somewhere in that area, and they had another one that they tried, and I said, "Come on,
Tampa. Tampa's next."
Yeah, you think that would be good?
Real Housewives of South Tampa.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now.
I think they had Miami.
No.
And then I don't know whether that went away or what.
You got, I'm going to tell you right now who you got. You're going to have an athlete's wife. You're going to have Brad Culpepper's wife.
Okay.
You're going to have Randy Feldman, the famous dentist's wife.
Okay.
Julie Weintraub, Alicia Ferriello. How many are there usually?
I don't know. Usually five, six.
So let's say
somewhere
six.
Around there. What about the church? You know what I'm talking about? Without walls.
Oh, I don't think they're there anymore. I don't think she lives here anymore.
Oh. That would have been good. That dynamic would have been good.
One of the DeBartolo sisters.
Okay.
Nikki DeBartolo. And that'll leave us with one more. And I would probably,
Wild card.
Yeah. I think I'm a crazy black lady. I don't know. One more, like maybe a Buccaneer's wife.
Maybe
a politician's wife.
Is there a crazy, was at one time Miss Florida or something, and now she's just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like
I'm not that big on the social scene, yeah, but we get good six solid wives. So who'd we have? We had Brad Culpepper's wife.
Okay.
We had Randy Feldman's wife.
Uh-huh.
She's beautiful. Because there's always like a doctor's wife in there, you know what I mean?
Right. Julie
Weintraub from the Golden Diamond Source.
DeBartolo.
One of the DeBartolo sisters. Oh, we're missing one already. There was somebody else. Maybe Vinny's wife, because he's moving back here. I doubt we're going to get Hannah Davis on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think she'd be a part of that.
Right. And then you have...
Cheech doesn't need that.
And then you have some of the people surrounding those people, you know, that could be worked in and out.
Oh, you know, you picked that lunatic from Bayshore, the one that got the general in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You put her on
Kelly.
It. Yeah.
Right? Summer Kelly?
And then she's got the twin sisters. You put them both on.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Real Housewives of South
Do
Tampa.
I really remember that? Is it Jill Kelly? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Jill Kelly.
How you like
You're
that?
Right. Very good. And Dom's wife, Alicia.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be great. Wife of famous Tampa attorney,
mm-hmm.
Alicia Ferriello.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, he's going to wind up representing some of the people that have problems.
Yeah. And then them fighting over moving into new house syndrome.
Yeah.
And you get, this could be great. And then all the famous people that go to Randy Feldman for teeth issues.
Yep. And then we get to be part of it because Dom, they'll follow Dom in whenever he's on the show.
Yeah, plus we're famous.
Yeah.
It's cool. Brandi Glanville was on The Real Housewives of
Beverly Hills
yes. along with Kelsey Grammer's wife and her irritable bowels.
Yeah, she's not on there anymore.
No, but now Brandi has got her own show.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk to her about that.
The hottest housewife, I would say, out of all of the shows.
Brandi is.
In my opinion, yes.
Oh, let's get her on the show. Brandi, how are you, Punkin?
I'm good. How are you?
Galvin just called you the hottest of the Housewives show.
Yeah, out of any of them, not just Beverly Hills.
Out
of all of them, I think Brandi, in my opinion, is the hottest.
Wow, you want to get married?
I'm already married. I could check with my wife and see what she says. She may be into that.
I don't think either one of you really want to get married. Brandi's new show is called Famously Single. Who else is on the show with you?
Does it really matter? No, I'm kidding. Polly B and Willis McCahey is a football player.
Yeah, why is Polly D single? You think
seems by choice?
Is he cool or is he douchey?
No, he's great. I honestly I hadn't ever seen Jersey Shore, but I had an idea that he was going to be like this Lido guy.
Yeah,
and he was honestly my favorite guy. I mean, I love them all. The guys are great. They are super super cool guys.
Which one are you most attracted to?
Callum. The bad boy, of course.
Yeah. That's what you like, right?
Yeah.
I do. Why is that? What is that a father issue for girls? I don't just mean you. I mean for girls in general. They always like the bad guy, which has worked in my favor, so I'm good there.
I don't know. I don't have a daddy issue, but thanks for asking. but I think that it's the challenge. It's the he could have any girl, so, you know, you want to get that guy that could have any girl that he wanted, and I don't know. Listen, I've never liked tattoos or blonde hair, and he has both. So I really can't tell you what it was about him, but we had a connection for sure.
The show is called Famously Single, as if your life isn't on TV enough whenever you have the worst situation. You break up, you get a divorce, now everybody's reading about it. Now you have a whole show about it. Now, what's the idea? Are you just shows about your life, or are you guys trying to hook up?
No, we actually have a therapist on the show, and we do group therapy, and we also do one-on-one therapy, and she puts us through dating challenges, and they did set us up on dates. Unfortunately, we didn't take the date too seriously because we started to have attractions within the house.
So do you have a post house relationship now? Your silence speaks volumes.
House, yeah. he lives in the UK. He's here right now. He's going home tomorrow. So that is, I guess that's a no. He's going home.
He's going home, yeah. But it's not a no.
it's we're friends. It's casual. He lives in, I'm not going to get too serious with someone that doesn't live in the same country as me.
So God. Brandy's still single.
That's my dream girl. Lives in a different country.
All right.
Brandy Glanville's show is Famously Single on E! It's on Tuesdays at 9:00. You can watch it there. We have noticed that you have been tweeting or Instagramming pictures of your butt a lot, which we strongly encourage.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, more of that. And what better way to shove it in somebody else's face about how good your ass still looks?
Right.
When you know what happens, girls, you get uncomfortable in relationships, you start getting a little bit of a spare tire, a little dumpy ass syndrome. Yeah. So to know that your ass still looks good, that's got to hurt.
I was hoping it would hurt someone specific, but who knows?
Like someone who might be with a girl who has salamander eyes?
No, not that. No. Just an ex-boyfriend that was very, it was just a really unhealthy relationship. So I needed to end it, and I did.
I was just happy.
I ended it with my butt.
I was just happy you knew who I was talking about when I said salamander eyes, because I know every time I see a salamander,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're on the side, like right by her temples.
There you go.
She looks like an alien girl.
Keep it classy.
You could be classy. I'm 30. So what's next after the show now? Now, do you feel like you've gotten anything out of the therapy that they give you?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely know what's wrong. I just don't know now how to fix it 100%. I mean, I had an idea of what was wrong, but then to have it said to me, like, straight up, this is what your problem is.
What is the problem? Can you tell us?
I have trust issues, really bad. I mean, like, more than anyone, I think. Mm. It's just, I've had a lot of, a lot of crappy things happen to me, and it's hard for me to be vulnerable and let people in. I just kind of keep them at arm's length, and I don't take things too seriously.
That makes sense.
The relationships we've had over the past 7 years have been, like, no one's met my kids, and, I have two separate lives, and I need to find a balance and merge those lives somehow.
When you ship this guy out back to his country, what are you thinking? What is your next plan? Like, where do you go to find a good guy?
She's going
to
move in with me and my wife.
Yeah, we're gonna. It's the new normal. We're gonna do. I have no. LA is. It's tough here. We're definitely geographically challenged. Most of the guys that are my age are dating 19-year-olds. So it's hard. If I could move to Australia, I would. But I have kids, so I have to stay here. So
What's the youngest guy that you would date?
The youngest guy I dated was 23.
That's too young.
Those are the guys that ask me out. Like, the really, really young ones or the really, really old. No one in between. So I don't want to be with an old man. I can't do that.
No, you need a guy like around like 36 or 37. That's when they start getting mature enough. And that's still good age difference between the two of you, because you deserve a younger, hotter guy.
The problem is when you date someone that age, they tend to want to have kids.
Ugh.
And I already have kids, and I don't want any more.
Yeah.
So that was a problem in the past for me with one relationship. It was like, he really wanted to have a kid, and I said, I already have two, and I don't want any more.
Can't they just learn to enjoy the ones you already got prepackaged? They don't have to wipe butts or anything. They're like, we already got kids.
Right?
This is society.
Yeah, it wasn't really that, you know. Yeah, I don't know. The problem is I don't bring people around my kids. So, again, I have to figure that out. I need to find a balance. But it's hard because I don't want them getting attached to someone that's going to be getting shipped out.
Yeah.
That's whenever Brandy tweets a picture of her ass, she says you can have kids or you can have this.
Right.
That's the choice.
easy choice.
Yeah.
Check out Brandy Glanville. She's on E's Famously Single. It'll be on tonight at 9 o'clock on the E! Network, and I look forward to watching it because I enjoy diagnosing people myself, like thinking I could figure out what the real problem is, and then feeling better.
Well, if you spot something that I haven't spotted, call me back and let me know.
I will, and I'll call you when I get divorced because I don't want kids, and I'm in your age wheelhouse.
Perfect.
All right. Hey, very good talking to you. Keep up the butt pictures, and we'll check you out on Famously Single.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, Pumpkin. There you go.
Bye.
Brandy Glanville.
She's
like
fun.
Her. Yeah, she's fun. She doesn't hold back. And I think as the kids get older, she's going to mellow out. So get her now while she's still fun.
Mm.
Famously Single. It sounds like she's the only real kind of famous person.
I got to tell you, though, did you ever watch Pauly D's show that he had?
No, I like him.
He was really funny on there. It was a great show. Like, he's a very likable guy.
I do like him. And out of all of them, there were like two or three of them that where you could tell were normal and just kind of making it up for the TV show, and he seemed like one of them. So good. I'll watch the show. And he's got a kid. He knocked up a Hooters waitress, but it's a good thing that he didn't, you know, he wasn't in love with her probably. So it's a good thing he didn't decide to get married to her, you know. And then Snooki is on the
Apprentice.
Celebrity Apprentice. Mm-hmm. Like Lovitch was telling us, she won the Apprentice. Didn't he say that?
I don't know whether.
Who
he
did
said.
I say? I said. I think he said Layla. I said Layla Ali, and he freaked out.
Yeah, he kind of like shocked.
I never said that. All right, there you go. Brandy Glanville. The show is on tonight on E! At 9 o'clock.